Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. The PDC is fast approaching, and we're actually doing something a little bit different this year. Probably the main noticeable thing is the fact we're doing it on campus rather than down at some place like the LA Convention Center. There's a lot of benefits we're going to get by doing it on campus, and probably one small problem, and that is that our own conference center isn't quite as big as the LA Convention Center, which means not as many attendees can show up in person. So if you're used to going to the PDC, unless you've actually got signed up already, since it's full, you're not going to make it. Or are you? To help us understand exactly how we're trying to improve the PDC experience, people that aren't able to attend in person, I have Eric Schmidt. So Eric, I understand that you've done an awful lot of work in the past with online video streaming and stuff like that. What are some of the projects you've worked on?
Correct. Yeah, my team, we've worked on the past Olympics, the Vancouver Olympics. We also worked on the Beijing Olympics. We worked on the past two March Madness events. We're currently working on Sunday Night Football with NBC. We've done the Democratic National Convention for the last election.
So it sounds like all contact sports then.
Yeah, a lot of them are contact sports. Most of them are sporting events. Most of them are all live. With large online audiences.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the challenges you've been facing with those events?
Challenges fall into two buckets. One, what do we want the consumer experience to be? And then what type of architecture and workflow do we need to build in order to meet that user experience?
But I mean, it's just a streaming video player, right? I mean, we've had those around for years.
It may look like that. That's our goal, to make it look as simple and smooth and clean as possible, but In all actuality, there's a lot of moving parts, and like any development exercise, it may, again, appear simple, but whenever it comes down to all the moving parts, there's a lot of things that have to happen in order to get live HD video delivered to a large audience and to make sure that it's consistent and it looks good. And that's just for video. And then you want to add an additional context, like, inline metadata or tweeting or question and answer or pooling, et cetera, that all have to be synchronized with that content, can become difficult. The Olympics is a good example of that. We have 17 live events with 17 different sports with different scoring systems. How do you flow all that through the player and get it to the end user so that they can see, okay, this was the gold medal or that was the split time or this person crashed on that last go around?
So it's not just reinventing YouTube, it's actually creating something that is specific to the event?
Correct. I think YouTube, it plays a great role to kind of democratize video, so everyone kind of gets to look at video in the same exact way, in the same user experience, and that's good if you want to serve the masses in a generic environment. The folks that we work with, the content owners, broadcasters, or in this case, the people that run the PDC, they want an experience that's customized to their audience. They want to make sure that it has a brand and feel that looks like what they sell and what they're providing. And then they also want to be able to customize that experience to meet the needs of the audience. And for the PDC, it's bringing a whole new set of use cases to light for things that we haven't necessarily tackled in the past. So doing things like live broadcast of educational content is slightly different than doing men's downhill or the biathlon.
Yeah. And like in the PDC in the past, we've always broadcast live stream of the keynote, for instance. We've shown that on the webpage like that. And then we put online the various sessions soon afterwards, like 24 hours afterwards, we put in the session. So if you couldn't attend the PDC in the past, you at least watch a stream of the keynote, which is kind of all the news that's coming through for that's going to happen at the PDC, and then you can take and pick and choose the sessions you want to watch in the comfort of your own home or your office or something like that.
Sure.
How are we doing something different this year?
The first thing that we're doing different this year is we're going to broadcast live kind of every minute of every session as it happens. And this is something that even whenever you are live at the PDC or at MIX or at one of our other events, you couldn't even humanly do. The time that it takes you to walk into a room and sit down and get comfortable and accustomed to what the speaker's saying, and maybe you don't like that session, you're going to have to get up and walk all the way across the convention center.
Which isn't a short distance.
Right, yeah, and the LA Convention Center is quite big. And, that may be a 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk, so that time that you expend there and then get back into the room, and then hopefully you can sit down. If it's a high-volume session, the doors may be locked, and you're going to have to go wait until we actually do get that content encoded for you. So that's the first main difference, is that we're going to broadcast every minute of every session live simultaneously. You mentioned a good point about the keynote. So the keynote will be happening. We'll also be broadcasting Channel 9 live at the same time. And then as soon as the keynote's over, we'll slide into the various themes that we have. And we'll have up to four simultaneous sessions going on at the same time. So if you don't like, you know, what the particular speaker is talking about, or you want to go off and jump into another session and come back later, you'll be able to do that in real time. Another benefit to this that we see is that there's kind of a time sensitivity to this information. So as a speaker's talking, people want to hear that, and they want to know about it, especially kind of in our, you know, techie realm. People want to be the first to know. They want to be the first to blog about it, the first to tweet about it. And by providing those streams in real time versus having some, you know, exclusive set of people that could only be there in person to get that information, and then you have to wait until the VOD content gets done, that doesn't necessarily help with this immediacy problem. So by providing this stuff live in real time, I think we're going to be able to amass a bigger audience and provide them that real-time context that they're yearning for.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that we're also taking and doing events worldwide. So like we were actually contracting with some of the Microsoft subs around the world, as well as other companies, and they're actually going to be setting up, I guess, viewing parties? Is that what you would call about? So they'll be using your viewer to take and watch in a group situation the events as well. Are we taking and doing anything special in that case?
We're doing a couple things slightly different. So one, we will have worldwide geographic coverage for the content for both live and VOD delivery, which is important. It's an important problem to tackle.
Is that a challenge over and above simply pushing the stream out to the web?
Yes. Every CDN, content delivery network, has different capabilities worldwide. So some are strong in Europe, some are strong in the U.S., some are strong in just in one particular country. So we've been working with our CDN partners to make sure that we're optimizing for the subs that we're going to be targeting, and then also where we know we have critical mass of developers. So we're going to be, you know, trying to push content into Sao Paulo versus Beijing versus Dubai, wherever it may be. It's a difficult challenge to tackle, but if you're doing that work up front, then you can go ahead and get that off the table and then work, you know, focus on player experience. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're doing is building a separate experience for that kind of, I would call it a kind of arena style seating. The player that most people will see is a standard kind of in-browser player. For these kind of arena style seating, we're building a player that has actual split screens so that you can put, you know, talking head content on one screen and then the actual content PowerPoint code on another screen, so you can get that real-time look and feel between two feeds. So that's an additional part of the workflow that we'll be delivering for those folks.
And so all this is about trying to make sure that the experience for the online or not live attendee audience is as good as possible, and perhaps even better than they would have gotten if they'd actually been at the live event.
Correct. Doing things like, you know, all the feeds will be in 720p, so we'll be delivering up to 3.5 megabits per second for both talking head and then for code content. So that's number one. So we'll have high quality content. It's going to get delivered in smooth streaming, so we'll be able to adapt down. So if you are in an environment where you don't have good connectivity, we'll still be able to gracefully adapt down. And the next piece is being able to do live VOD. So one of the features of smooth streaming that it provides is that as you come in to a broadcast, you can go ahead and rewind immediately to the very beginning. So if you're coming in late to the keynote, maybe you're in Western Europe or you're in Asia and you're coming in at 4 o'clock in the morning and you just got your coffee, no, you can go ahead and rewind. You don't have to wait for us until we're done producing VOD assets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. And what's your next project after this?
Well, we currently are working on Sunday Night Football, so Sunday Night Football will kind of continue through that. We're starting to look at what the next Olympics will be like. We're working on a lot of frameworks. So this experience is built on the Silverlight Media framework. We just released our 2.0 version. We're working on a version for Windows Phone 7. We've released a rough cut editor that helps you cut clips in real time for live content. We're working on these other frameworks, if you will. We may not come out with the next, you know, there's not going to be another Olympics come January, but there will be an Olympics of sorts of frameworks that we're going to deliver to the marketplace, and the PDC is a good inflection point for for the applicability of those.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you've got some screenshots we can actually take a look at. Let's see what the experience might look like here.
Yeah. Open up our little laptop here. So this slide, it's the complicated slide. You asked before, hey, what are we doing? And on the left-hand side, this is kind of the logical workflow. On the left side is our capture and encoding pathing. All this content is going to be coming from the Microsoft Conference Center. We'll be capturing it with HD cameras. We're then backhauling that content from the conference center over to our studios facility, which is also here on campus. And we'll be doing a couple different things there. One, we'll be doing live encoding into smooth streaming. We'll also be doing live closed captioning. So as another part of the experience is we'll be doing live closed captioning in English for accessibility purposes. And we'll also be doing live audio translation into other languages. So if you're in another country, you can go ahead and switch into an alternative audio track, also for accessibility pieces.
So there's a fairly complex production process that's going on just to take and make sure these videos. We're not just having a webcam sitting in the corner of the room going, and spits up there on YouTube or something like that. It's actually thinking through the process, grabbing all the feeds, taking them to central location, doing the pseudo post processing or a la minute processing, I guess. And then posting it up.
Yeah. The key to this is if you want really high quality, then you're going to have to put in high quality workflow. If you want contextual information like closed captioning and metadata, you also have to put in that workflow. Then we'll go ahead and flow all that into our origin infrastructure, all of our IIS, smooth streaming origin infrastructure, which actually acts as the publishing points for that video. And then our CDNs will then pull through. So Akamai will be pulling through for live and delivering that content out, and we'll also be leveraging Azure's CDN implementation for video on demand that ultimately will then flow up into the player. A lot of boxes. This is a wireframe of the kind of what the video player looks like. We're doing we're using some concepts that we've used in other players, but we're also changing some things up. So for PDC, we'll have live multi-camera. So you'll be able to switch between this main video pane and the second video pane. It turns out that watching a touchdown, when we're watching football, it's kind of cool to switch between those camera angles pretty fast. But for instructional material, you're more than likely going to be on the content view looking at code and PowerPoints, and looking at the guy or girl that's talking may not be that interesting, but still being able to hear the audio. So be able to park that person. Or if they're doing something interactive with their hands, you can switch the video panes. Full DVR controls, and then we're using this right-hand section, which I'll talk a little bit about later, to do things like inline tweeting, inline real-time Q&A, so that you can ask questions, and then being able to do also inline contextual sharing.
And there's like a full-screen mode to this too?
Yes, there's a hybrid mode of this where you'll be able to kind of push most of this away but still not be in full screen, and then go to complete full screen and see whatever you're watching in all of its glory. Hopefully that's how those parties will be, right?
We'll
have
right. Yeah.
50 guys sitting around in some bar saying, oh man, this Azure Sessions is amazing. So this is what the actual kind of design treatment looks like right now. We've chosen this kind of dark, cave black look in order to give some contrast to most of the code that we're going to be seeing. Down on the bottom, you'll never kind of lose context of what you're watching, and also be able to do inline download of materials. So doing simple things like, hey, you want the PowerPoint presentation, well, you'll be able to download it immediately from in here. You want related content, you'll be able to download it from inside of the player. We talked a little bit about this, so this is kind of real-time switching, so you can kind of quickly switch between various views. Some of the other pieces, and I talked about this a little bit, is we'll also be doing real-time Q&A. So for the sessions, not only will the speaker be there, but there'll also be a couple kind of proctors or designated subject matter experts. You'll be able to ask a question. Then if your question is valid or hasn't been answered before, and it doesn't violate anything, we're going to answer that in real time for you. So this is another thing that whenever you're at the PDC traditionally live, you're sitting in the audience, you can't do that. You can't raise your hand and interrupt the speaker. Or if we go long and there's the one guy at the podium that's asking one question that has six parts, you may not get your question answered. In this environment, we're going to be able to serve a lot more people in the way that they want to be served.
I mean, the PDC is all about, you know, getting questions answered, is having that interaction with the speaker, with other Microsoft people and stuff like that. And since you're not able to attend in person, this is kind of our ability to take and improve upon that experience.
Yeah, from an interaction perspective. Mm-hmm. So instead of you having to kind of go off to a news group and try to ask the speaker or a product group member that, those folks will be here and they'll be focused on you at the time that you're watching that session. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're doing to kind of extend this concept of interaction is being able to take Twitter feeds and embed them into what you're watching, so you can watch the real-time tweet feed against that session, but then also be able to tweet against it and participate. And then obviously you could go build your own experience around that tweet information. The entire player is powered by an OData feed, so we're already getting questions from people like, hey, I want to build my own schedule. Some people may want to go take their own and build their own video player. So we'll have all that metadata available for folks as well.
So that's the way to satisfy all people, says, oh, can it do this? Can it do this? Can it do this? And you say, well, ours can't do it, but you can do it.
That's right, yeah. If you want to go build a Mosaic 4-up player so you can watch everything at one time,
there you go.
Have fun. So
what were some of the unique problems you faced with this that maybe the Olympics and the Democratic Convention and stuff like that did not present?
The first one is that we've never done something like this on campus. So getting just our own folks here to understand that traditionally we've done kind of big broadcasts, like where maybe Steve or Bill are sitting there and they're doing a press announcement. And those types of events have their own challenges. But now what we're talking about is getting five of those happening at the same time inside of the conference center and making sure that infrastructure's there. Not a big challenge, but it was a new challenge for us. The rest of it are things that we've already tackled in the past. We know how to deliver this content at really high quality at a global scale. We know how to build these interactivity, kind of interactive type of players. Most of it is this basic program management at this point. You know, we have a timeline. The PDC is happening on October 29th, and the PDC is going to happen on October 29th. So all the dependencies have to fall into place in order to get us there.
Yeah, they
do. Yep.
Now, do you see this experience as be the experience moving forward? Like for the next PDC and other events out of Microsoft, we're going to do this in the exact same player?
Yes. I hope that we hit a mark that people will look at it and say, we've changed the game a little bit. We've changed the game in terms of how people view an online educational event. And there's already things that we know that we want to do or do differently, but that's that whole kind of like you keep optimizing, and you never ship. So I think we're hitting a mark that is going to provide value, and then we're going to learn some things. So people are going to come back and say, well, you know, it may be cooler or more effective to have those video panes in a slightly different manner, or maybe we should approach Q&A slightly differently. But I think what we're doing now is hitting a mark that's going to get people excited. It's going to provide value for people that can't afford the opportunity to come here, or quite frankly, we sold out really fast, so they just missed the boat. And they may look at this and go, hey, you know, you saved me time, you saved me money, and I may have gotten a little bit more value by doing this online in my own time than I would have whenever I was there.
Okay. Well, thanks, Eric. I appreciate getting a better look inside of what the player experience is going to be like for all the people out there. They'll be watching the PDC live on the web rather than live in Building 33.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be probably behind the scenes in Building 33 doing a lot of work, and we'll have to watch it after the fact.
Okay, me too. So, see you.
Well, hopefully that provided you a glimpse of how the PDC this year is unfolding to allow you at home or in the comfort of your office or maybe at one of the viewer parties that's going to be going on to experience the PDC in a slightly unique way. We'll be putting more information on the PDC website so you can find out where to download the player, how to use it properly, as well as where to find maybe a viewing party in your area that might be hosted by one of the Microsoft subs or some other company. So make sure you check out the PDC website. I'll put links inside the description to help you understand what's going on better, and hopefully you'll enjoy the PDC that much better.